It's a Throwback Thursday on Wake Up Call. Now back to the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios with Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, thanks for joining us. It is a Throwback Thursday, 1994, the day of the Major League Baseball strike. Speaking of Major League Baseball, tonight is the Field of Dreams game in Iowa. The Yankees will take on the White Sox. This is interesting. I'm going to watch this. I don't think I'm going to watch all nine innings of it.
I don't think I'm going to finish it. That's the thing. I definitely want to see the beginning.
Right. I may venture off into other things, but now what the heck? There's nothing else going on. But I may check see if the Steelers-Eagles preseason game's on, because I really want to know if Ben's got it this season. I really need to know when I watch if Ben's going to play.
Can he throw farther than 10 yards?
Yeah. If they play Ben Roethlisberger for two series, I need to know if he's got what it takes to lead this team to 17 games during the regular season. No, but this is fascinating to me because I got a question about this. This was supposed to happen last year,
right,
and it didn't, so now we're going to have it this year. This movie came out and when? 87, 89? All right, 80s. It's an
80s
movie.
Late 80s.
Why are we just now doing this?
That's a great question.
Like, why did it take till 2020 before somebody in the brain trust of Major League Baseball said, hey, get to that field and reconfigure it so we can play a Major League Baseball game in some way?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't they do that in the 90s? Or, you know, I would have done it almost immediately. Are you kidding me? Like, when that guy had that field up, I would have
done
it
in 95.
Well, how about 95? That might have been a way to bring back the fans.
96, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, we're talking 31, 32 years since the movie's out, and now we're going to Dyersville, Iowa to play a game? We didn't have the technology to take that, to make it, you know, to make it major league accessible? We were just waiting for somebody to invent something for this to happen?
I know. It looks like they have an actual wall. Why have an actual wall? Just take the wall down.
Why are we having a wall? Yeah, exactly. I saw that too. Why are we running into the cornfield?
Just let them run into the cornfield.
Right?
If they disappear, great. You know,
right, exactly.
Bring some of those guys back.
Sure. If they disappear, it's probably was little Anthony in his little hometown wishing people away into the cornfield.
Right.
Right? Yeah, why not? Why not have Aaron Judge back to back and he's in the cornfield?
But no, you're absolutely right.
And he's
surprised.
Not coming back.
Why didn't the state of Iowa just go, you know what, baseball, we will never get a baseball team, but we can have a ceremony every summer, a three-game series here.
Absolutely.
That would draw people to Iowa.
And Major League Baseball could have just dumped some money, because they had to do that. They had to make it Major League ready.
Yeah.
So they could have done that 25 years ago.
But the stadium's not that big, right? It's like 5,000 seat capacity or something.
Oh,
like
only 8,000 tickets.
8,000?
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, that's nothing.
But you get a game. They're wearing the old uniforms.
I know.
So there's an old feel to the uniform.
The best. Who's the reliever for the White Sox? I can't remember that guy. Greg Kimbrough.
Craig Kimbrough.
So
we've
seen him, you know, he does that spider looking thing whenever before he pitches. So he's doing that in the photo shoot. My favorite comment was like, why did they have to go and taxidermy Craig Kimbrough for this photo shoot?
That's funny. That's funny. So yeah, this should be interesting. This would be kind of fun.
You got to tune in. You got to.
It's going to be a cool, if you're Joe Buck, that's going to be a cool check mark in the box of the things that you've gotten to do in your illustrious nepotism-backed career.
Was he able to get away from Jeopardy for the day?
Right, yeah. Was he able to?
I mean, that's a burning question people want to know.
Yep, exactly.
I got something a little baseball related. It's rooted in pure jealousy. Because my oldest had a birthday on Monday. And so we got him MLB The Show 19, or MLB The Show 21. I'm sorry, the latest.
Did you go old game, like
no.
a GameStop for $5 for your son?
No, we got him the most current one, MLB The Show. And he started playing it, and it reminded me, like, I went upstairs and I said, you know, I want to check out this game. And he said, it's really difficult to hit. I mean, they changed a lot of things. But one of the features I like, and I don't know if this has been throughout all these games, that he's building a team.
Yeah, they have that. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And you earn points, and with those points, you use to buy baseball card packs like we would back in the day with stale bubble gum in it.
Yes, exactly.
And then you can turn and use those players on your roster. I'm so extremely jealous of this because, you know, last night he had an accumulated points. He was like $4 away from, you know, getting this pack of 10 cards. I was like, you know what, go for it. Just go ahead and buy it. Just don't tell your mom. You know?
Oh, you're sending him down that cool. That's great. Good
yeah,
for you.
So
a little secret from mom.
He got this huge pack, and then, you know, some of the players he got. I mean, he got Jack Morris to be one of his starting pitchers. I'm like, God, I want to play now.
Because you can get older players.
You can
right?
get older players.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm like, this is fantastic. I would have a roster that would mimic, like, you know, all my childhood stars from the 80s.
Of course. That would be, you know, so fun.
Eventually. I mean, I guess it's really hard. He keeps getting, like, the same, you know, minor league players over and over again. But
do you remember the great episode of The Simpsons, Homer at the Bat?
Yes.
It's one of the classic episodes.
Yeah.
And my favorite is when Monty Burns is building his team around 1,800 players. And he's like Mordecai Three-Fingered Brown. And he's Hannes Wagner. Like, they're all dead, sir. Goes out and he gets Daryl Strawberry, Canseco, and Steve Sachs. And oh, it was great. Mark McGuire.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Well, because that was really the first time we saw like almost a crossover where they've actually voiced their own voices.
Yeah, exactly.
We hadn't really seen that before in a cartoon, and you know, at that scale, that magnitude.
That's you, right? That's you. Like, Monty Burns wanted players from his time. You want players from your time.
He's getting excited about this guy and that guy. And I'm like, man, you can get Mike Piazza? Grab him.
Oh, my God.
He's like, well, no, he's too much money, Dad. I'm like,
can I get Kent Herbeck, former Minnesota Twins first baseman?
He's asked me, he's like, have you ever heard this guy? Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I'd put him on your roster. Put him in
my
second.
Shortstop is Robin Yount, and my first baseman is Rod Carew.
I know. I'm looking at this list, and I'm like, oh, my God, you can get this guy and this guy. Wow. You could have so much fun.
That is fantastic. Yeah.
So, yeah, but it is rooted in jealousy a little bit because, you know, I wish I could stay up, you know, just be hibernating in my room playing a video game, no one bothering me to do dishes.
You know, I know I've said this many times, but it bears repeating. It is fascinating to me when I see my son playing a video game and I walk in and I think he's watching television.
Yeah.
Like, it just drives me nuts. When I go, like with Madden, when I go in to see him play Madden and I go, that is as good as watching it on TV. If Fox was showing you a game from that camera angle, I would match it and it looks exactly the same. It is so incredible.
Well, listen, that's what happened to you, right? You came in one day, saw your son racing, and you're like,
yeah,
I want to try that.
Exactly. Exactly.
And like, then he got hooked.
He got the wheel and the pedal and everything, and he's racing with his friends down, you know, like online. And I'm like, God, what a world we live in. I was like, I had the joystick, you know, trying to do pole position on my Atari 2600. That's the best I could do.
Exactly.
Press the button to accelerate. Right. Like I took a lap, right. He showed me, he's like, hey, Dad, come here. And I took a lap and I'm driving the car and I kept spinning out and crashing. And he was like, you have to feather the gas going out of the turn. And I go, you can do that in this game? Yeah. And he goes, yeah, you like driving a car. I go, you got to understand, I'm like, I don't know if this is the right word. I'm like binary. Like, it's either on or off.
Right.
I'm either on the gas or off the gas.
No, I mean, back in our day, you couldn't press that button far enough down.
Exactly, right?
You're so, like, you were pressing it through the controller just to gain more speed.
So that's what I told him. I'm like, that's how I play games, right? Like auto games or whatever. I'm either driving at full speed or I'm not driving at all.
There's no brake.
Right? There's no brake. Like, he's like feathering the brake. Like, he's going to turn. He's like barely touching the brake. Like, he's in just tapping it. And I'm like, I can't do this. I was like, my brain can't process this.
Why wouldn't you just keep your foot down the entire time?
Exactly. But yeah, it's like I haven't played MLB the Show, but I've seen enough of the commercials for it. Go to God, it looks unreal.
It even goes down to the commentary where, if you remember back in our football games, like, you know, you play Madden back in the day, right?
Yeah.
And you would hear the same lines over and over again.
Exactly.
You know, this one, I mean, it feels like you're watching something authentic. I mean, the library of the catalog of words that this AI must have is unbelievable. I mean, it must take months. I think it might be voice. I think it could be Max Vasgersian.
Oh, okay.
Or Matt
Bascurgeon. Yeah.
I think he's the play-by-play guy. He must have been in there for months.
Oh, yeah. Just doing every possible line that you could do. Yeah. They said the guy who took over the Madden job, like they brought him in and just said, just keep reading these.
Just everything.
Yeah, and then they give you, here's another, come back tomorrow, here's another page. You just keep reading them. Because you're right. Like you would play early Madden and you would hear John Madden go, he's going to feel that in the morning. And you'd be like, okay. And then you'd hear it again a few plays later. And then they got to a point where they would drop names, but it was an awkward sound. They would be like, Peyton Manning threw a great pass.
Right.
Right. And then you know, just the way they would just.
And then if you made up a name, it wouldn't be able to say it unless that person's name was Smith or something
right,
like that.
Exactly. Smith to Johnson, touchdown. And now they've said, okay, if Smith throws a pass to Johnson, just read that line.
And that part I still can't even comprehend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you've been able to program it, that you can figure that out on your own.
I got to tell you, they'd have to pay me a ton. I don't have patience for that. If I was ever at a point where they wanted me to voice a video game and they went, come in, we got about 50 pages for you to read and we'll probably do this every day for 2 weeks, I'd be like, no.
Right.
I'm like, by day two, I'm like, are we really doing this? Again, we're going to do this for the next 6 days, reading lines. And then the guy that has to take all of that audio and code it and process it for various circumstances. God bless all of you. Thank you for anybody who's ever done anything with that. Thank you for the entertainment and the hard work and the monotony of that. I really appreciate it.
I'm just curious. Is there something like, you know, you're on there for like day six or something? Like, yeah, we got to go back to page four, line 37. Can you repeat that one again? It didn't come out as clear as we hoped.
We thought we had it was on the, but you need to read like all of page six again. Ugh. No one. It's amazing. Amazing. You're
right. Deliver it with like the real authenticity that you're actually calling a game, even though you're in a sound booth.
Happy birthday to your son, by the way.
I know.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Well, this is a crazy birthday week for us.
I'm sure it is.
Just three birthdays within a week.
Wonderful. Just get it all done.
We'll try.
Get it all finished out. All right, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. We got the good, the bad, and the dumb coming up next hour. And we're going to be previewing the Cleveland Browns, who made a nice playoff run last year. A lot of fun for the Cleveland Browns, but you know how they are in that city. Have they turned the corner, or are they just one step away from going back to the horribleness of the franchise? All right, that's coming up as we continue with Wake Up Call.